This is Dave, returning with the News Gazette for Sunday, October 19th, 2025. We'll continue now with the death notices on page A6. Ira David Berg, Urbana. Ira David Berg of Savoy, formerly of Urbana, passed away on Sunday, October 5th, 2025, at 93 years of age. Was buried at Mount Hope Cemetery, born 1931. A celebration of life will be held at a later date to be announced. Memorial contributions may be made to Champaign County Humane Society, Illini Shabbat, or Sinai Temple, Champaign. Condolences may be made at RennerWyckoffChapel.com. Betty Bowers, Monticello. Betty Jean Bowers peacefully passed away on October 16, 2025, at Carl Foundation Hospital in Urbana after a brief illness with her son Michael by her bedside. Betty Jean was born on June 26, 1944. Her son would like to express his gratitude to the caring and supportive staff of the Piatt County Nursing Home in Monticello, the emergency room and hospital staff at Kirby Medical Center. Betty Jean will be laid to rest beside her husband at 2 p.m. on Sunday, November 2nd, in Locust Grove Cemetery in Philo, during a short graveside ceremony for all who wish to celebrate her life. Jana Lee Darling, Dewey. Jana Lee I. Jan Darling, 82, of Dewey, passed away surrounded by her family at 7:34 p.m. on Thursday, October 9th, 2025, at the Piatt County Nursing Home in Monticello. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, October 25th, at Mount Vernon United Methodist Church in Champaign. Visitation from 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. Service at 4:30 p.m. Memorials, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, Mount Vernon United Methodist Church, or the Alzheimer's Association. Condolences, MackieWrightFuneralHome.com. Shirley Estes, St. Joseph. Shirley Ruth Mandeline Benson Estes, 88, of St. Joseph, formerly of Rantoul, passed away peacefully with family by her side on Thursday, October 2nd, 2025, at Carl Foundation Hospital in Urbana. Her family would like to give special thanks to her daughter, Darla Self, of Addis Home Care, who gave her excellent home care for over a year before her passing. There will be a graveside service at 11 a.m. November 8th at Paxton Glen Cemetery. Shirley Catherine Fenton, Clinton. Shirley Catherine Fenton, 68, of Weldon, passed away 7:38 a.m. October 15th, 2025, in rural Fisher. Graveside services will be at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, October 22nd, 2025, at Weldon Cemetery, Weldon, with the Reverend Gary L. Fairchild officiating. The family has entrusted Calvert Funeral Home, Clinton, with arrangements. Memorials may be directed to the Weldon United Methodist Church. Online condolences may be made at www.calvertmemorial.com. David Gross, Urbana. David Gross, 81, died on September 16, 2025, at Meadowbrook Health Center in Urbana. He was born in Springfield on November 20th, 1943. A memorial service will be held at 3 p.m. Sunday, October 19th at the Unitarian Universalist Church at 309 West Green Street in Urbana, with a reception and light refreshments to follow. His body was cremated. Memorial gifts are suggested to UUCUC, Unitarian Universalist Church of Urbana-Champaign, Camp Unistar, or Knox College. Al Heckman, Urbana. Dr. Al Heckman, Jr., 83, of Urbana, died at 10:31 p.m. on Monday, June 30th, 2025, at home. Memorial services for the Army veteran will be from 2 to 5 p.m. October 26th at iHotel and Illinois Conference Center, 1900 South 1st Street in Champaign, with a celebration of life at 3 p.m. Renner Wyckoff Chapel and Crematory at 1900 South Philo Road in Urbana is in charge of arrangements. Rachel Hensley, Urbana. Rachel Hensley, 72, of Urbana, died Tuesday, October 14, 2025, at home. Funeral services will be at 1 p.m. Monday at Renner Wyckoff Chapel and Crematory, 1900 South Philo Road, Urbana. The Reverend Benjamin Lee will officiate. Burial will be in Mount Hope Cemetery, Champaign. Visitation will be from noon to 1 p.m. Monday at the funeral home. David LaRue Allerton. David LaRue, 69, of Allerton, passed peacefully at home Tuesday, October 14, 2025, with his family by his side. Visitation will be from 10 to 11:30 a.m. Saturday, October 25th, at Freeze Funeral Home, Sydney, with a celebration of life to follow at 11:30 a.m. Marjorie Malloy, Catlin. Marjorie Malloy, 94, of Catlin, died at 7:04 p.m. on Thursday, October 16th, 2025, at OSF St. Joseph Medical Center in Bloomington. Funeral arrangements were incomplete at Robeson Chapel, 103 Douglas Street, Catlin. Betty Newton, Urbana. Betty E. Newton, 97, of Urbana, died at 4:22 p.m. on Monday, October 13, 2025, at Meadowbrook Healthcare. Visitation will be from 9 to 11 a.m. Tuesday at Renner Wyckoff Chapel, 1900 South Philo Road, Urbana. Memorial services will be at 11 a.m. on Tuesday at the funeral home. The Reverend Robert Freeman and the Reverend Jeff Stahl will officiate. Burial will be in Mount Hope Roselawn Cemetery, Champaign. Barbara Ogle, Muhammad. Barbara Ann Ogle of Muhammad passed away peacefully on the morning of October 13, 2025. She lived a full life and continued to display a love of life and humor until the end. She is survived and warmly remembered by her husband, Robert Ogle. She was preceded in death by her parents, her brother Robert Rice, and her sons. Milford Quillen, Urbana. Milford Vincent Slick Quillen, 76, of Georgetown, died at 12:06 p.m. on Friday, October 10, 2025, at Carl Foundation Hospital in Urbana. Graveside services will be at 2 p.m. on Tuesday at Atherton Cemetery in Danville. A celebration of life will be from 2 to 5 p.m. October 31 at Satellite Bar, 2001 East Main Street in Danville. Rortvedt Funeral Services and Crematory at 3 South Hodge Street in Tilton is in charge of arrangements. Richard Smith, Clinton. Richard Rick Dwayne Smith, 75, of Baytown, Texas, formerly of Clinton, died at 12:51 p.m. on Wednesday, October 15, 2025, at Harbor House of Houston in Texas. Visitation will be from 10 to 11 a.m. October 25th at Calvert Funeral Home, 201 South Center Street, Clinton. Funeral services will be at 11 a.m. October 25th at the funeral home. Pastor Ken Graham and Ernie Harvey Jr. will officiate. Burial will be in Oak Park Cemetery, Clinton. Michael Vermillion, Georgetown. Michael Vermillion, 51, of Danville, died at 12:16 p.m. Wednesday, October 15, 2025, in Georgetown. Funeral arrangements were incomplete at Rortvedt Funeral Services and Crematory, 3 South Hodge Street in Tilton. Elaine Swider Philo. Elaine L. Swider passed away peacefully at home Saturday morning, October 4, 2025. Elaine was born August 4, 1945 in St. Louis. Cremation rites were entrusted to Renner Wyckoff Chapel, Urbana. A memorial service will take place at 10 a.m. October 24th at Renner Wyckoff Chapel, 1900 South Philo Road, Urbana, followed by a graveside service at 11:30 a.m. at Locust Grove Cemetery in Philo. Elaine's gentle spirit and warm smile will be deeply missed. May God bless the memory of Elaine. Memorial contributions may be made to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Condolences may be offered at RennerWyckoffChapel.com. Robert Van Cleve, Tuscola. Robert Lee Van Cleve, 101, of Tuscola, passed away on Thursday, October 16, 2025, surrounded by family at his residence. He was the son of Charles Carlton Sr. and Daisy Widener Van Cleve. The family would like to express their gratitude to Nikki Fiddler of Carl Hospice and Bobby Joe Hatfield for their outstanding care during his final weeks. In lieu of flowers, memorials are being collected for the conservation of Wimple Park in Tuscola to ensure local fishermen have a spot to cast their reels and enjoy God's beautiful creation. Please make checks payable to Dwayne Van Cleve and the memo to Bob Van Cleve Memorial. Patricia Varvel, Homer. Patricia Ann Varvel, 97, of Champaign, formerly of Homer, passed away at 2 p.m. Thursday, October 16, 2025, at Bickford Senior Living, Champaign. Funeral services will be 11 a.m. on Monday, October 20th, 2025, at Homer United Methodist Church, Homer, with the Reverend Bobby Dakima officiating. Burial will be in Mount Hope Cemetery, Sydney. Visitation will be from 10 to 11 a.m. Monday at the church. Fries Funeral Home, Sydney, is handling arrangements. Memorials may be made to Homer Methodist Church, American Diabetes Association, or Homer Fire Department. Steve Watkins, Clinton. Steve Watkins, 65, of Clinton, died at 7:25 a.m. on Friday, October 17, 2025, at his family residence. Funeral services will be at 10 a.m. on Friday at Building of Hope, East Lawn Memorial Gardens, Bloomington. The Reverend Keith Blankenship will officiate. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursday at Calvert Funeral Home, 201 South Center Street in Clinton. Ronald Welker, Newport Richey, Florida. Ronald Dean Welker, 78, of Newport Richey, Florida, died Wednesday, October 15th, at Carle Foundation Hospital in Urbana. Cremation rites will be accorded, and a celebration of life will be held at a later date. Anderson Funeral Home, 427 East Main Street in Hoopston, is in charge of arrangements. Continuing with news from our communities, we have Illini Service Dogs with the article headlined, 15 Years of Lending a Paw. U of I-based volunteer group trains service animals, then provides them to people in need at no cost. This is by Luke Taylor, Urbana. Service dogs provided by Illini Service Dogs come at no cost to the recipients who need their assistance. But that low cost doesn't reflect the hours of work, training, and love given to the dogs by students willing to help. The organization celebrated its 15th anniversary, October 7th, highlighting years of efforts to give people with disabilities agency and freedom. It's very rewarding. Me and Maury have become best friends, said Bridget Callahan. She's a senior studying history and secondary education at the University of Illinois, who is a primary handler for Illini Service Dogs. Handlers are split into tiers based on their experience and skill level as dog trainers, with primary trainers being the highest tier. Primary handlers each take care of one of the current dogs being trained full-time, bringing the dog into their home and, once training is getting closer to its conclusion, everywhere else as if it were a fully trained service dog. I like to joke around and call Maury my son because he is a kind of like my child, Callahan said. It's just really fun. You come home and there's always someone who's so excited to see you. As a college student, when things can get really hard and really stressful, having this other being that's just all about you and all excited to see you, that's a great thing to have. Fellow primary handler, Adelaide Miller, a U of I senior studying special education and disability studies, who is president of Illini Service Dogs, cares for service dog in training, Rory. When we first got her, she was scared of, like, going upstairs, Miller said. The first time she came to my apartment, it took so long to just get her in. Now she's able to retrieve different objects and turn on and off lights and open fridge doors and things like that. Also, so much of our bond, I feel like it has led her there. While the primary handlers spend the bulk of the time with the dogs, especially as they get closer to completing the program, each dog is trained by a team of 7 students. Due to the time and resources involved, the group is able to place 1 to 2 dogs each year, said recently installed CEO Mary Guth. Guth said that one thing that makes the group stand out from many other programs is the fact that it has no paid employees. It's entirely supported by donations, all of which are able to go straight to supporting the dogs. While the group has a national presence, it rotates primarily around the U of I campus, where the dogs are actually trained. Guth said the campus accessibility and awareness of disability issues makes it a great place to do that work. There's a huge culture here on campus that allows us to also really hone in on what that means for the work that we do and our mission, Guth said. Illini Service Dogs is also unique in that students take charge of the training process from beginning to end. Other similar groups tend to have students work with puppies, then hand the dogs over to older trainers as they progress. It won't be easy to give Maury and Rory over to their new owners. Both Miller and Callahan expect to cry about it, but they're excited to see their work pay off. We've always been raising them to do something, and I think it'll definitely help, knowing our dogs will have such an impact, and the work we've done will change someone's life, Miller said. Thinking about that impact, and thinking about the independence that the dog will be able to give to whoever they're placed with, I think will bring a lot of comfort in that moment. Callahan's older sister had also been a primary handler during her time in college, so she has had a first-hand look at the impact the dogs can have. As sad as I most definitely will be that he is not going to be with me anymore, he's going to help someone more than he's going to help me, Callahan said. I'd rather be happy about the 2 years that I had than the years that I won't have after this. And continuing in sports, we have the Daily Pitch sports editor, Matt Daniels, with a look at what's going on around the area. First of all, three reasons we love sports today. The first chance to see what the Illinois men's basketball team can do during the 25-26 season happens Sunday afternoon at State Farm Center in Champaign. Number two, it's only an exhibition game, so the result won't matter. But the Illini host Illinois State at 2 p.m. on Sunday. Beat writer Scott Ritchie projects a starting five of Kylan Boswell, Keaton Wagler, Ben Humichus, David Merkovic, and Zvonimir Ivisek for the Illini. Number three, Ritchie also got the chance to catch up with Illinois State guard and St. Joe Ogden graduate Ty Pence ahead of Sunday's tip. Pence is expected to fill a major role this season for the Redbirds, after he averaged 7.4 points for a 22-win Illinois State team last season. It's a numbers game. 108 rushing yards former Illini Chase Brown compiled on Thursday night for the Cincinnati Bengals on just 11 carries. That was a season-high total for Brown, who, along with the help of new Bengals quarterback Joe Flacco, and strong performances from wide receivers Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, got to enjoy a come-from-behind 33-31 home win against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Bengals ended a four-game losing streak and are now 3-4. Crowd control. Three events I'm paying attention to. Number one, Danville at Centennial Boys Soccer. The Class 2A regional semifinal match between the 7th-seeded Vikings and 2nd-seeded Chargers gets underway at 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday. Number two, Muhammad Seymour versus Champaign Central Boys Soccer, the second Class 2A semifinal match of the Centennial Regional, starts at 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday against the 6th-seeded Bulldogs and 3rd-seeded Maroons. Number three, Uni High versus St. Thomas More Boys Soccer. The 5th-seeded Illini X and 3rd-seeded Sabres square off at 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday in a Class 1A St. Joe Ogden Regional semifinal match at Dick Duval Field. And Ask an Athlete. Three questions with 2025 Muhammad Seymour graduate Miles Woolsey, who played basketball and baseball for the Bulldogs. Number one, three athletes I'd like to have dinner with are Derrick Rose, Rory McIlroy, and Anthony Edwards. Number two, the TV show I most like to binge watch is Love Island. Number three, my biggest pet peeve is mosquitoes. And continuing with the weekend edition special, one-on-one with Tanner Gordon, living out his dream. Major League Baseball. Champaign Central graduate Gordon relishing opportunity in big leagues with the Rockies. This is by Matt Daniels. Champaign. Striding along the patch of grass across the street from Franklin STEAM Academy and the baseball field, where Champaign Central plays at Spalding Park, Tanner Gordon covers the distance at a good clip. The 6'5", 215-pound Gordon is easy to spot on this sun-splashed Thursday afternoon in October, mainly because he and his dad, Bob, are the only ones in this particular area at this time. Gordon checks out the baseball field the Maroons play at these days, a few miles away from when he starred for Central in the mid-2010s and the Maroons played at McKinley Field. Down the third baseline, on the black chain-link fence, just past the dugout, and at about the same point a left fielder would position oneself, the Gordon stop. Bob pulls out his cell phone and has Tanner stand next to the poster hooked into the fence for a few photos. It's one of two in this particular area, with a picture of the late Dick Hyde next to the one featuring Gordon, and it's a select group. They are the only Central baseball players who have played in a Major League Baseball game. Hyde, a 1946 graduate, pitched as a reliever for the Washington Senators from 1955 through 1960. Gordon, a 2016 graduate, just wrapped up his second season as a starting pitcher for the Colorado Rockies. Plus, it's the first time Tanner has seen the poster in person. Bob has sent him a photo of it before, but Tanner's busy schedule as a professional baseball player doesn't afford him many trips back home to Champaign. It's something you work your whole life for to get there, Tanner said. To see it in reality and knowing my picture will be up there forever, it's pretty awesome to see. Taking it all in. This moment happened roughly 2 weeks after Gordon's last start of his second season with the Rockies, a rocky season at times for the 27-year-old right-hander, but a productive one at times too. Gordon started the 2025 season pitching in Class AAA with the Albuquerque Isotopes and ended his seventh season as a pro pitcher, where everyone wants to be, in the major leagues. Gordon compiled a 6-8 record with a 6.33 earned run average in 15 starts. His last one on September 24th against the Seattle Mariners at T-Mobile Park in Seattle. He only lasted 3 1/3 innings in an eventual 9-2 loss to the Mariners, giving up 7 of those runs, including the 59th home run hit by Mariners catcher Cal Raleigh. Raleigh later hit his 60th home run in the same game, but Gordon was already on the bench. At least it wasn't number 60, Gordon said with a slight chuckle. No one remembers who gave up number 59. The self-deprecating humor by Gordon is on display at times during a 20-minute conversation with the News Gazette. Gordon was back in town last week to catch up with family and friends before he moves to Scottsdale, Arizona this off-season. Coming home and seeing family is always good, Gordon said. It was my dad's birthday, so got to see my brother and other family friends. Got some of my mom's cooking, too, so it was good. Played a round of golf on this particular day, too, at Lincolnshire Fields Country Club in Champaign. Shot an 86. Not bad, Gordon said. I don't get out to play as much as I want to during the season, but it's hit or miss when I'm out there. He played some more golf last weekend, traveling south to Carterville to play in a golf tournament fundraiser for the John A. Logan College Baseball Program. Gordon played for the Volunteers in 2017 and 2018 before moving on to pitch one season at Indiana in 2019. The Atlanta Braves selected him in the 6th round of the 2019 MLB draft, and he stayed with the organization before a July 2023 trade sent him to the Rockies, where he has carved out a role in their starting rotation, showing he belongs. We're out of time. This has been Dave with the News Gazette for Sunday, October 19, 2025, and I look forward to reading with you again soon.